The mayor of Boston, ladies and members of the public, council members, not including fire stations, are ordinary boards and published by the council for itself. In Northern counties, by March, division one, this campaign may be for the past present and future. President, deputy mayor or councillor Archer was here, obviously.
Yeah, he's here.
Councillor Bowden, councillor Honor, councillor Paul, councillor Cassidy, councillor Bailey, councillor Campbell, general manager, deputy manager, and then on the minutes. Is there any apologies? No, of course not. Five, would you be interested in declarations in accordance with regulation 87 of the local government agreement received in regulation 2015, mayor request council to indicate whether they or close associates have or are likely to have human interest in the pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item on the agenda. Do I have any declaration? Councillor Bailey?
Yeah, Earth Country Club, I'm a member of that.
Earth Country Club, what agenda item?
Oh God, I'm sorry, I...
17 minutes, aren't we?
Sorry, Mayor, I just don't...
The market is British code?
Yeah.
17.4, Tony.
17.4.
Which one's that?
17.4.
17.4, ma'am.
Thank you. 17.4, 17.14, which counts for, all right. Any other human interest? All right. Regulation 15 of the local government agreement received in 2015, the meeting, a council by absolute majority or a council committee by simple majority may close the grant of the meeting to the public for a reason specified in some regulation 2. As to regulation 15, my local government agreement received in regulation 2015, this motion requires an absolute session 1 is the confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting in September, 2 is the confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting in October, 3 is a confidential matter, 4 consideration of matters disclosed to the public by
Julie, what was that number again?
17.4.
Sorry, what was it?
Why are we going to close session for ordinary minutes? We'll be going to closed session, which we ought to do,
yeah.
But I didn't realise we actually only need to consider the minutes of the ordinary meeting.
No, closed session minutes.
No, there's a
separate
closed session.
Yes,
yeah. I just want to switch on to your action.
Okay, thank you. That was moved by Councillor Arnold. Seconded. Councillor Four. Four against it. Carried by absolute majority.
I'm afraid that the high-grade
consisting of that finish, as I've seen. And also, in 8 months' time after all the pumps, I'm putting in like 2 metres depth. It's like a domestic pumps at 6 metres. There will be no guarantee of the water level from that point on. I've had a try myself for 5 months to find out what the operator knows where it's going to be, but they won't commit. So I think it's perhaps in the council's interest to at least be aware of what's happening, because there's a possibility that by dealing with levels out, there's a possibility that the level will become unreliable for recreation on the lake. But what's happened is, with recent information that's available on the internet from Hydro documents, they found a document that refers to the lake level agreement and a planned minimum operating level that has been in place for 55 years since 1967. We've got a few copies of this for people to kind of look at if you'd like to peruse that. This one here refers to the lake level agreement. Now, the lake level agreement seems to be either just a general agreement with stakeholders on the lake, or an agreement between Hydro and the Rivers Water Supply Commission, which the state water commission said, because at the moment we can't find that it's a legal agreement. It's just a an understanding that's become collective and formed above the level of agreement. But elsewhere, Hydro had lake level agreements with national parks, inland fisheries, with land clubs. They do honour their agreements, but I'm not going to work out of that for sure. So, the other bit of new information is that September this year, I started a project called the refurbishing the crescent gates on the Meadow Dam. Now, people negotiated with Hydro in good faith and accepted the face value of what Hydro was saying about refurbishing the crescent gates and having to put the pumps in deep water to get through two organs worth of irrigation. And at the end of the order, the mill would fall in further 6 metres in May, so they could finish the job and save it up. Everyone assumed that the water level would return to normal, but it was almost about 2 months ago, we came to say that while the hydro was assisting with the pumps were 2 metres permanent. What's the reason? They couldn't truly get the pump just to finish the job and then return to the old operating regime. So, anyway, a bit of research, and one of the other fellows, the Will Chapman, ex-commissioner of the World Tower Laboratory, and so I instantly sort of like clicked and rang the bell to me that the new Tower Repair Station is twice as big as the old setup at Tower Repair. In 2018, Hydro had a feasibility study done for what they could do at Tararua, and it clearly shows that whether they put in a third power station at Tararua or else retire the old Tararua power station, put in a new one, whatever they're doing, there's twice the water coming out of that power station than the old side. So much water comes out of this power station to suit the Battery of the Nation program. Mm-hmm. Now, 3% of the water bypasses the next power station, which is called Waiapuna. It's wasted into Waiatuna Lagoon. If the power station power continues to make power for half a day, then Waiatuna Lagoon will spill, bypass Island and our station in Patagonia, where we joined the water from the Florida Island, and all the damage was stirred. Now that's where it gets interesting, because is that why the hydro flexibility is brought up there and back down, to where it's to catch the water spilling down the system? If you leave this, what everyone does, several of this place here, because what I just said is described in hydro's own document there, which is page 11 of a feasibility study.
Concern as an irrigator, or is it mainly the environmental impact it's going to have on lowering them?
No, three impacts on that for me.
Yeah.
One is my own farm side, and then one of the least affected because of the one pumping the dry estuary, and if the water level goes down 10 metres, the water retreats the climate within the dry estuary. And the pumping solution for me was $100,000 to move that pump to a new location. And then the same breath, like they say, the water will come back up again after you've done all the nothing.
Councillor.
Stuart, are you concerned that the hydro one addition to load markets and water scares and things like that? I believe they had their attraction and... See, when they first grew it down, probably about 10 years ago,
yeah.
And they had just lost farmers, and it wasn't until the boat was created, got the idea that people weren't going to go water skiing. And they dropped the period back to after water skiing. So, you have a concern that the boat and the water skiers and recreation users won't have access to people who might influence highway decisions to not be able to go out of the water.
I understand that the street clubs have got a bit of, they got to have a bit of a say, but when I'm leaving, it's none of them knew.
Yeah.
None of them were aware that this is a possibility of permanent, not just the one
year. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it's unlikely that the recreational users would allow, they would go straight to the owners of the Boston and the minister.
Yeah.
And, this is unthinkable. So, the recreation users and partners have the same sort of interest in maintaining the water. If they're going to decrease the lake level quickly, it all slumps in. So, there's environmental issues that wouldn't get. That would not pass the regulators.
The interesting thing is
becomes unreliable even for three, two or three working in society. on the influence of weapons or liquor. If the likelihood becomes unreliable, the people won't be stuck on the background twice.
No.
And if the range is such that it is it seems to me that the obvious concern, then I wind up that's been prohibited.
Councillor Archer,
then Cathy. Thank you very much for bringing up the date. It's probably a couple of questions or stuff that I'd like to make here. I understand that the minister has been asked questions in the House about this, being aware of those questions. The first part of the thing I'd like to raise with Stuart, and I think that really is something that can assist us. Because we get assurances from the Minister of the Parliament, and that we'd certainly provide a level of comfort that I don't know if we'll have at the moment, but I understand that he has made statements, and I'm used to hear what they are. But secondly, I'd just like to also bring the council's attention. In fact, both Scott and I are Riverfly trustees. Riverfly Trust has been, through our chairman, Barry Jones, negotiating the hydro around getting our operations made more secure. We had a quote from Opinion Advisory of $850,000 to move our pumps, which is very good, but we've had to commit to doing that. And the trust at this stage is only being assisted up 50% by hydro. And we are concerned in several ways. One of these, will hydro, they've got a higher standard that they expect of engineering than farmers, than community groups and councils. And will the trust be required to build to a hydro standard if they contribute funds? We're also lobbying the state and federal government for the surplus of funds. We don't believe the trust should be bearing the cost for this move, but at the moment we've only had 50% of the funds committed, so we're up to $450,000 at the moment to vary out of funds as a direct result of these changes, and we're not having the customers either. But do you recall through what the minister actually said in the House? I thought he made a statement around his operation for the
Yeah, in the House, he was asked by Tony Finlow, will the tariff of that station drive back in something like this? He didn't quite get the question right. And so he said, no, of course not.
No, I was going to ask questions about the level of operating height. Well, in the past, it's been operated at the 2 metre, I understand, range.
0.7 points.
Have you got
this one?
Stuart, concern, environmental concern that I have would be smell when the water level is lowered. I'm sure everybody has gone over the Bridgewater Bridge when the tide is out, and you get that sulfur, I forget the name of it now, that sulfur smell. So, you know, that'll probably affect the residents around the lake and so forth from the rotting vegetation and fish. So that's another issue.
I'm not going to sort of say I think you could overwhelm smell by the line. I think a lot of visual energy, especially for public and done on the bridge, that's going to be enough. That's potentially enough for us there. And erosion, big concern, vegetation around the lake, that's a big concern. Some farmers have got huge fencing problems. Some farms have got a lot of mud flats on the northern end in particular, the Chapman's, Washington, so forth. But several kilometres of fencing to stop this from wandering in the mud. So that's a thing. And just to turn to Anthony's comments for a minute, but when the Cold Water Trust first started dealing with the hydro, they didn't know this was really battery relation program. If everyone knew it was a battery relation thing, the hydro plans to make the water levels of Lake Meadow Bank flexible to suit that program, well then everyone's attitude would have been completely different, because that's relation thing, that's a federal program. What's the Water Trust, what the government money to pay for their next election promise, basically? So we've been working there in my life.
Councillor.
With military precision, they got everyone who looks a bit aggressive.
Just with regard to this, and I led to believe that Tasman intend to set up some form of supply over there for their setup. Is it going to affect Tassel? And if it does, has anybody spoken to Tasman to see what their point of view is with regard to this?
Well, I think that's probably a part of I haven't talked to anybody, so I can't give you any more money. I think they've not going to stop the project, but...
Yeah. I don't think they'd be particularly happy about it, though. I mean, I think that it's something that should be brought to their attention, because, I mean, they can, because of the size of them, they can possibly make it more known in the media and lean on the minister a little bit.
Fair enough. Well, you might know,
do you know
Tassel's involvement?
No, I don't know Tassel's involvement, but linking into that information system, that Tassel bloke was there, I think they've got, I just wonder whether they've got cold feet because of the uncertainty of late, or the late area. You know, they've got at 6 metres, that steers into the
end. Well, that location of the companies, the water does retreat, and I think that particular part of the water does retreat away. Not just the other 6 metres, it's probably out 7 metres from the bank. Might have returned to the next question. Might have moved a pump to kilometre, but enough to move one of the pumps a kilometre to the original flood irrigation pumps. The company's solution was to have a suction line 60 foot long. It's not that small as a building, it's to get out of the water. It's just, it's not good. It's not a satisfactory solution if you want to lay it on and do it. Because I'm asking $80,000, because the other pump has to be modified as well, so $80,000 for a federal election program.
Councillor
Cassidy. I guess, Stuart, those who have experience with Lake Meadowbank living around it, would there be any, when the water levels are lower to a certain level, would there be any hazards to navigation, let's say to folks on boats or jet skis?
Yeah, there are 2 metres of trees sticking out.
So will Hydra be marking the...
No,
the
place where there's a lot of trees, but my neighbour's got a lot of lake boats, and when you see them, it's not really a good idea to go. Speed on the lake at 2 metres.
So,
6 metres would be the currents would be too strong.
Still, to get this clear, what from council, what council would do is perhaps confirm that either the water does return to around 0.7 when the refurbishment is complete. That would be one thing.
Yeah. Then you know what you've got.
Is that basically what you're asking?
Oh, I'm asking you. If you can get that response from Hydro, everyone knows, everyone's clear and informed what the future's going to be. But so long as Hydro deny that they're going to have a minimum operating level, and then perhaps we've got a problem. Perhaps everyone's got a problem, council's got a problem, and perhaps the school's got a problem, the farmers got a problem.
Will there be any impact on the business and stakeholders?
Possibly
better than tourism.
That's right.
Councillor Arthur,
we're starting to wrap up. Look, there's something there. There are questions that ought to be asked at home, but my understanding is dependent upon the investment liability of this project. And so that clearly ties up to the Battery Nation project. It'd be good to get that right on it. But as part of the operations that the Battery Nation is one of the drivers for this, and therefore we can go to Pigs and say, help us out with some funds. The other thing is that during the repairs to Meadowbank Gate, irrespective of what Stuart proposes along with them, the trust is still not going to have to supply water for our irrigators at Hamilton at a much lower level for 18 months. So we're still up to about $850,000, irrespective of the ongoing changes to hydro operations. That being the case, the trust was concerned, where is the funding going to come from? And so I certainly would welcome the council writing to the government and know that community groups are concerned, that we'd like the state government to contribute funds towards this operation that are happening in there. And we'd also like them to help us in terms of lobbying the federal government to make up the rest of the funds. I've got said they won't make any more funds available, and so that money's got to come from somewhere. It's not reasonable for the community to bear the cost. Certainly it's a stabilisation project, but in any event, it's unreasonable for the hydro to do these repairs, but a small number of people are contributing all the funds for these extra preparations when people in those other offices in the rest of the state get the benefit as well as the state power market. So three parts. One of them is let's see our letter that's good. Question we sent, we asked Hydro to confirm not just the 0.7, but that it is full form part of that renovation project, depending upon how we're going to get. Now that's been confirmed, so I don't think there's much trouble getting asked for that, it's good. The second part is that all the state government, chipping in and assist people who are adversely impacted by Hydro operations in terms of just what they call a repair to the gates on Lake Batabang. And thirdly, we've got a question for the police, they also check in.
Just before, can the material got page 39? I just confirmed we've got page 39 in the
On the back of that page.
A few months ago, some of us couldn't find any reference to the Lake Little Agreement. We used to call it like the pump down and all that sort of thing. But this document is 133 pages. It got sent to me by accident when I was looking for another report. So once you know how to find, it's easy to find, but had we had this document, it would have been handy, because even though it's not a legal document, it gives pretty good reference to that either the Hydro acknowledged that they've operated the lake within 0.7 of a metre for 55 years, and they've even got their own terminology for it. So pretty good place for council to have part of the argument as well.
Well, I can only say thank you for all the research and for coming in today, Stuart, and making us all aware of this. And we shall certainly be moving the motion shortly. Thank you very much for talking and all the information.
Another page there in reference to this one. Oh, well, I read this one. This is page. This is page 3. This is page 39 of the Hydro. It's called the Dealwood Environmental Review. It's 132 pages. And it says in here that the impact of redevelopment of Tarrawa Estuary on the existing portfolio of assets will be extensively modelled in-house as part of the feasibility study. As mentioned above, the optimum design will be one which maximises net system benefits, including enhancing the revenue opportunities from downstream stations through increased operational flexibility. So, it's in their own words, did they think about changes? Did they deny to advise them to jump with them directly and work with the public? Okay, well, I'll read that with you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Give those fans out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'll give those fans out, and then we'll move.
Thanks to you for always joining and serving the research. So, move the agenda. And we'll go to A for no catchment.
I am, Jimmy Morgan, so. And then, but
restricted to work with private landowners to support them. So everyone knows people are busy, less complicated, particularly people who are aging or not able, because we work on their land but they can't get support or they can't work out how to manage it themselves or on their body. It makes it quite tricky. So as most of you are aware, we actually fund grants, and you can set a lot of the people that's 5 years of funding has been committed to the state government as part of the Action Fund. Ian Saw from the North Farmer is on the chair of the board. And they're very focused on that. Seven rounds now, we still have another 3 years left. They vary in criteria, per se, but the next round, the next 2 rounds will be to support coordinated action for community kind of variety of weeks. So this is our opportunity to actually get in and work with people to help people. So for example, the renovation zones that we've been working in, if there's private landowners and people in those areas, which there are, we can actually go out, visit them, and help them work out what's on their land, and then we can aggregate it. So we can work with people to put in applications that would have multiple areas, and then get their support to get an RO to be kind of help and manage their work burden. And that's not twofold benefits, really, because we are supporting the Aura Central Highlands Water Management Plan that, as I said, $300,000 we're investing into. We're supporting the community on the ground, but also we offer working days and knowledge and information sharing sessions through the community. So we have the community grants that are applying for opportunities of funding, which would then dovetail really well into this. So basically, we're asking for $60,000 for 2 years. So this is for the Canada Community Grants. We've actually had interesting discussions with Victorian farmers too, because often they directly support Medicare groups in Victoria, for example, as new farmers, realising that there's an environmental impact with their operations, particularly the establishment of them. Goldwyn has supported a couple of years of new control from where they changed the highway in several places and really weaved in response to their works. So this is important to have a kind of fund. She's really interested in this program because we can demonstrate the community benefit, but also we can run really working these and things to generate community support and capacity. It does look work with Hydro through a couple of their Dr. Shaw grants on the Great Lake, and also to us in the program that we had a bunch that can turn out so we can get community together, have a barbecue, and we can work on weed burden issues. And a lot of the time we find that people just don't know. They don't know about the weeds, they don't understand what they are, they don't know the capacity of them to take over the landscape. So it's a really good project. And so you can see what happens with the community grants, but it is a gap in our programs being able to get out there and support community. But under this grant, we were able to support them to get state government money to work on the land where appropriate, which would be a really good benefit to tie into the action funds that are available for the next 3 years. And so I think that's pretty well, that's the element that we want to discuss today, is that the Central Highlands Water Management Program is really successful. We have really big investment and support from people who have no money to qualify for state growth. For one of those people, they didn't do any coordinated water management. Now they're very much on board. We're working to deal with them again, which is a large area where there's a lot of work to be done. Also, Brighton Council is supporting us. We've been our own now too. There's a 12-year trial, that's a 12-month trial, which will be really great. So we're going to have a proper whole catchment together. And we'll actually really get on top of this in the area, which will be really good. So that's our update.
Obviously, weed infestations up at Carol Hill, for example, that might work.
Yeah.
If the other sort of neighbouring landowner is on board, but is the council able to get access to the lead action fund?
Yes, it is.
Or is that just a private?
No, actually, it's something on there, I opened it up to all volunteers. So we could do that, we could particularly for showing the benefit between community and council.
Yeah.
There's ways that we can incorporate council's work, like in particular we can demonstrate what we're already doing at a small rate other place. There probably be grounds to leverage that money to get more money from the lead action fund to support from the council.
Well, if the council access that lead action fund, then maybe we might go on and pay a vote. But that's not the design.
No, I think what they're interested in exclusively is collaboration. So the lead action fund is all centered around that. Can you demonstrate their benefit for more than just one step? So that's why a lot of the encouraging funds to be aggregated on course applications, for example. So we thought we'd do the same for community in Central Islands. It's an opportunity to leverage money off money and get a better outcome.
I'm looking at this map. I don't doubt there's some of the ways where you've got them, but there's so many things on that are not there, that, like the rivers are covered in willows, there's no willows map down the rivers. What's the idea of this map? What's it for?
So the orientation is basically a road, it's largely a road strip side plan, and council doing the work on council land, because without council doing their obligated weed control, we can't write the yellow and try and encourage other people to do theirs, because they turn around and go, well, why aren't council doing it? That's one of the biggest issues. So this is mainly a roadside plan working with the other stakeholders, or council land plan, sorry, working with the other stakeholders to do their weed control as well. So it's a collaborative program, but we can only do it really talking about council land and then leveraging that with other landowners who are adjacent. Let me understand. I'm just going to say it out loud, there are weeds everywhere. But this is just about prioritisation of where we're putting the money. Because we get more bang for your buck, you make a bit of a different experience if you scatter down there and we're getting there.
All right. Well, thank you.
I was just going to say also with this plan, we've actually adapted in some of the other weed hunting plans that we have been forming throughout the last 5 years. So that's where we're seeing from Great Lake. And there's a polygon up to the left there that launched into the Broome plan. So what we're trying to do with this new plan is bringing everything that's already acting and working, try and build that into the normal central island weed hunting plan. And then, as you said, there is lots of other ways along the rivers and things like that. And I guess it's an active document. So as we start to shift and talk, we'll work this out, bring more of these into play. And the word is obviously one of our pet dreams.
Where can they take the way to the
Feel free to use the chat online.
Yep.
Thank you.
Save.
We're just going to recap. Jenna, did you get the Councillor Archer's motion?
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Rick. Okay, so that was moved by Councillor Archer, second by Councillor Cassidy. First of all, the motion, is there any against? That is carried. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. We do not have anyone in the gallery now. Commitments, mayor's commitments, councillors' commitments, councillor Deputy Mayor Ora, councillor Archer, councillor Bailey, councillor Bowden, councillor Campbell, councillor Cassidy. Just one thing to clarify, councillor Cassidy. I need to clarify that we were writing to the CEO. Was that on behalf of council or yourself?
Research that I'm doing for council. Research that I'm doing for council.
Well, you need to be very aware of writing to the CEO of the GAT. That's actually the mayor's role. So, be aware of that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor Honour, Councillor Poore, status report from councillors, general manager's commitments.
In terms of commitments, Mayor, I also attended on behalf of council in the Lake Burton Sorrel management plan meetings.
Yes. Thank you. Deputy general manager's commitments, notification of workshops held, was presentation by Petron, future projects for funding, long-term asset management plans, and long-term financial management plan. Future workshops, I've got here in Victoria, I'm part of the workshop perhaps on the 9th of November, which is a Tuesday. We've got to work for Tuesdays because we keep that on the 9th, at 11 o'clock if possible, and we may or may not have a planning meeting. So we don't know that.
Yeah,
yeah, so how about go 11 o'clock? Are we all clear and happy with that one? Yeah, so we'll just put that in for 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock possible. Mayoral announcements, none at this moment. I think you know all that's going on. Minutes, the civil class minutes of the ordinary 11th council meeting, Tuesday, the 21st of September, May. Campbell, Councillor Honour, for against that is carried.
Madam Mayor, if I may, you were talking about that meeting on the 9th of November.
Yep.
On the 8th of November, we have a swimming pool meet at 11 o'clock. Could we not bring them both on the same day?
What is that?
On the 8th of November, we have a swimming pool meeting at 11 o'clock. And then on Tuesday the 9th, we have another meeting at 11 o'clock. Could we not bring them both onto the same day?
I'm not sure why the swimming pool meeting was called on that particular day. It may be to do with staff. I would have to...
I mean, it would, common sense would say that it would be appropriate to do that.
I'm not disagreeing, but I'll just have to check with the staff about the swimming pool. Because different staff...
Yeah, I understand that.
...represent the committee. So we can check that, Councillor.
No, thank you.
Yep. Confirmation of the Open Council meeting on Tuesday, the 21st of September. This is confirmation. Councillor Honour, seconder. Councillor Bailey, for. Councillor Harry. 12 is business arising. 13 building catchment project, and I remember that the report we received, Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Poore. Four against, that's carried, and we've had Dean and Morgan. Give us an update again. Financial report, I remember the financial report, please. Councillor Honour. Right. looking at this one that was updated by Harry Wilson. The donations and grants. Any comments to do with finance? No. Very good. 14.1 long-term asset management plans and long-term financial plans strategy. Move it, please. Councillor
Cassidy, second. Councillor Cassidy. Yeah, just in regard, a quick discussion on the roads and bridges portion of that.
Yes.
If on page 78 of the people's, if you were following through, we talk about the executive summary. And in the executive summary, I think it refers to the value of our assets, which, you know, bring all those nearly $100 million of assets. We've got $97,455,000 of assets. What does it cost? Blah, blah, blah. When it says what we will do, we received advice when we put an application in for flood mitigation on the Moons and the Clyde Rivers. As part of our strategic plans, we need to mention specifically flood mitigation. And I'm thinking it's assets and roads as part of what we will do. One of them is we will do what we can to mitigate flood damage through doing investigation and any necessary works to reduce the impact of flooding. And so I'd like to say that included in what we will do section as part of the strategic summary, and we can then refer to it as part of our strategic plan, which we're required to get the funding, which was up to $500,000, we will need to have as part of our ongoing strategy.
So that's page?
Page number 7.
Page 78?
Oh, that's 78.
Of the attachment, sorry. Yes.
Oh.
It's under table of contents, executive summary.
Is that to do with roads or to do with...
Roads and bridges, that section is there. We've got our building or our other building assets, but the roads and bridges section of that, we've got what we will do as part of that, and I think we should add that as part of it, and that will be picked up then as part of the council's strategic plan.
So what
can
Council
have
that to be...
What can Council do, roads and bridges, to mitigate flows?
Oh, for instance, that plus when we can do it, but not use it on big ones in particular. or Andrew's Bridge is underwater this morning. But as part of our flood mitigation study for Andrew's Bridge, we should be talking to the Department of Prime Minister saying, keep the river's channel. At the moment, they're doing a 300 megalitre a day release, which is damaging our roads, it's damaging that lane. We had grading that lane yesterday. Had they kept that flow at 150 metres, council's assets would not have been damaged. And so it's part of our strategic plan to minimise the impact on our assets, but more importantly to be doing studies as to what things we can do. For instance, at Boone's, I'd like to see a wind bank built through the township to provide safety to where we've lost life as a community. And I'd like to see the feds kicking the funds for that. There are big federal grants for flood mitigation. And Tasmania, last year we applied for it, we were unsuccessful. One of the reasons we were told is that we needed to include in our strategic plan flood mitigation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
So I'd like to ask Anthony, do you think a letter to an appropriate government minister would be necessary to talk about the flood mitigation and the damage to council infrastructure?
I don't think it would do any harm, to be honest. I think it would be helpful to send a letter to Mr. Prime Minister. We'll get a field letter back saying, oh, you know, we need to manage state presidents and relevant look after bunnies and the fish in the car and everybody else. But I don't think it does any harm to express council's concern about damage to our assets, and we would like that to be taken into consideration with flood releases.
Which minister would you say infrastructure?
It's definitely by the Minister Prime Minister.
General Manager, did you have a comment
on that?
No, I
didn't
think
it came to me. No. So, I'm going to go to the General Manager to draft a letter, just to Mr. Guy Barnett, asking that the Department of Foreign Ministries consider council assets when they're looking at making flood releases from late presidents.
We could probably draft the letter just from an air signature.
Exactly.
More thoughts, so maybe the most recent.
Could you move a motion to that effect?
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second by Councillor Cassidy. Those for that motion, is there any against? That is carried.
Government support, government paid to clean up the area. Realise that, they hold water back,
Thank you, David.
It's a big sum of money, though, isn't it? They're very excited. They're looking at, you know, 100 million bucks for bridges and roads.
Okay, we'll move on 15 now. Development and environmental services in accordance with regulations 251 of the local government leading procedures, regulations 2015. The mayor advises that the council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Plan and Approvals Act 1993 to deal with the following items. Moved, please, by Councillor Hines, second by Councillor Bailey, for Councillor Carrie Gordon. CDS Manager Graham.
Thank you, Mayor.
15.1.
Proposed land use. Thanks to Councillor Orr, who's organised for the land survey to come on. So the bit of land in Ellendale proposed through the Blast. Basically recommend that councillors, the representatives from councillors, meet with the landowner to try and come to an agreement with the price of the land. I think the purpose of maybe heading out and getting a real estate person as such to come up with a price on the land or whatever it is, maybe not the way to go, is the council could work with the landowner to maybe come to an agreement with the price of the land between both parties would be the way to go.
So, can I just say, Graham, with that, Councillor Bailey has negotiated with the clerks a purchase of the property, and it was Councillor Orr, Councillor Bailey, and myself who made a couple of times with those parties. So, I think that would be the way to go. Well, it's a question, Councillor Orr,
just trying to remember, if we are discussing that lands us in a conflict of interest if we're voting
for
the
It'd be more like a recommendation then, wouldn't it?
You don't accept it on behalf of
the council. No, not at all. I'm just working it out because I don't want to have that sort of thing.
No.
I don't want to have that. I don't think it's right that the mayor, the deputy mayor, and the council parties would let themselves in trouble because someone from the community claims that we've got a conflict of interest.
Because I mean, council won't pay for the land to not like the title, so I mean, it's something to be made.
They won't pay for the title, it was paid for. So someone's got to win first.
And what do you think, Councillor Roy? I'll just check on that.
Well, I think that we do have to get
council representatives meet with the landowners fully due to the proposed subdivision plan and negotiate purchase price for further consideration.
Just put the councillor's name down, I think.
Mayor,
may I say something before we go and bless this?
Yes.
Is this not an operational matter? And if this is an operational matter, then I don't understand why our general manager, deputy general manager, and DES manager aren't the ones that are doing the negotiations. I don't see why councillors should be doing this at all. I don't think that's appropriate. It's an operational matter.
Well, yeah, it's because they were involved from day one by going and speaking with different landowners to see if we could acquire some land and then bring it back to council. That's how it began, so to speak.
We should not have been involved at all as councillors in a strategic sense. For an operational matter, this is the general manager that should be doing this, the DES manager. That's what we employ them for.
It will end up
I actually think it fits perfectly with what councillors are elected to do, to talk and liaise with community members and come to a logical solution to the problem.
And it's the full council that make decisions. They don't make the decision, not one, two, three of us.
And if I can through the chair, I think that's probably going to come through at 15.2 as well. That interaction with councillors, so I think that recommendation is just for that, and the councillors know the rate payer that we're going to be dealing with. I actually don't. You've known the community for a long time, by the way, that we're doing Linda, so I think it's a real good move to be involved in that.
That's right. And it was Councillor Bailey who first was speaking and had the idea to speak with Parks, or Parks spoke with you, wasn't it, Councillor?
What's that?
Councillor, you spoke with Parks, or Parks spoke
with you. I did in the first place, yeah.
The Mayor, Deputy Mayor and Councillor Bailey meet with the landowner to review the proposed subdivision plan and negotiate a purchase price for further consideration by council. Move it, please. Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Campbell. Those for the motion. Is there anyone against the motion?
I'm against it.
Councillor Cassidy is against. Okay, so let us go. 15.2,
and show
green report on progress
of land
transfer.
As I indicated here, 15.2 is basically along the same lines as 15.1 is negotiation with land. And it is between council and the landowner that has been going on for quite some time. I'm going to say quite some time, a long time. So I think the best way forward would be for that interaction with elected councillors to meet with the landowner to discuss the way forward. The two way forwards are negotiations between and having to pull to reach a solution. The second scenario is when that council basically takes the appropriate measures to try and apply that link to do that, which I think would not be the preferred option if we avoid doing that. So the recommendation for would like to make the recommendation that some elected members meet with the landowner to discuss
who's the landowner?
Which is Mr. Archer.
Mayor, I'm quite happy to go and meet with Mr. Archer and talk to him about the fact that it would be far better if he could come to a mutual arrangement with council than have to go down the other path. The other path's not pleasant. And given that he's a long-standing member of the community, I think it's far better it be resolved amicably than go down the other path, and I'm happy and willing to go and talk to you.
Very good.
Whether I go with someone else probably might be better, but
you might need to go with Ray and who knows bits about him.
I would hope the only cost involved would be the cost of council for the surveying and the paving work and those costs. It's just basically a land swap where the racetrack is in Mr. Archer's land and some of his land basically interacts with the showground. So it's just basically that land swap, change of boundaries. But only cost I would hope will be that the council pick up the land surveying on it and those title works.
So the DS manager, Councillor Campbell, go for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We probably have a motion for that.
Yes.
No, have a motion for that, please. Councillor Ford?
No, the motion up.
Move by Councillor Ford, second.
Yes.
Councillor Blake, fourth. Is there anyone against the motion? That's carried. 15.3, fire abatement policy.
There's a fire abatement policy. I reviewed this, no change to the policy as such. So it's just recommended that that policy be renewed.
Yep. Move it, please. Councillor Honour, Councillor Campbell. Four. Against. Carried. Good. 15.3. Fourth is just a information that the Cheaper Bay
is the name of the road, yes, that will be accepted by the Tasmania Land Board.
Well done, I think that was Council Honest suggestion. 15.1 proposed community art project to Boswell's opinion. I've had a chat to some councillors about this, and I think that Councillor Campbell, do you want to kick off with this one?
Yeah, obviously the blue, so this is in relation to the blue farmer at the top of the town at Boswell, the original project. And originally it was the spin-in committee and spin-in that had that made. And the whole idea of it was to have the conversation around looking out for each other and having that ongoing conversation about good mental health. It is looking very tired, and the spinning board have agreed that it needs to be reviewed, and they've come up with a project, an art project, with some signs and posters in conjunction with the school. There is part of the outcomes could possibly be 27 signs, which are rather large, installed all around the town, which is quite excessive, I feel. I don't know, I think one sign would be terrific, possibly two, but not 27. Whether there could be some smaller posters, you know, solid posters, and any signage is expensive these days, whether they be situated, one at the school, one at the health centre, or one here at council and one over at the health centre at Booz, or one at the Hamilton office. I just don't think we need 27 of them around the place. I think that's, and I also am not sure, in there they want to involve the school, I'm not sure whether the school has that capacity to do that kind of art.
Well, I totally agree with what Councillor said, and I mean, we do not need 27 signs splashed over the hospital. I support the actual program, the project in conjunction with the school, but perhaps the signs could be displayed in the gym and around that area, because that's a massive area around the school or in the corridors, and perhaps have a nice opening day where council could support that. And yeah, that's really the way I feel it should go, and it's open for discussion around the table. I guess we're asking what councillors believe would be the best way forward, and perhaps write and suggest that these signs stay within the school area or the gym or wherever. Any comments around the table or councillor Biden?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think the blue sign, I find it distracting and dangerous where it is, and also most people wouldn't know what it's about. In the school, get the kids involved, they'll learn about the thing, and like I say, put them up in the gym or something, it sounds a good idea.
So you're happy to move the motion to that effect?
Yeah.
Would you like to word that, Councillor? Rita Van Brandon. Rita Van Brandon. Yep, so we write to the council.
Yes, and suggest that she encourages this used to be at the school, isn't it?
Suggest she encourages the school to display in their gym for use, etc.
With the help of the council.
Support from council?
Yeah.
Any support from
council?
Yeah. Good idea. Would council support? Yeah. Who would like to second that?
Yeah.
Who would actually use council support?
Yeah. Where would they say that? What was they asking? Are we giving in kind
support? I think we need to explain to them that we would rather not have 27 signs up around the town.
Yeah.
And we'd be happy to support the concept of the project, but maybe downsize the project. And they also asking for the assistance to remove the blue farmer. Well, it's got a medal flying on it, but there might be some farmers that might be happy to.
Jason, will it take you long to remove the blue farmer?
I think it's made with steel pickets, star pickets.
The blue farmer, can it?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He doesn't know where he stayed or anywhere.
Underneath his blue clothes, I think he's a lot of star pickets.
Star pickets, okay. So he needs to be removed. So then, the motion from Councillor Bowden would include that we support. What was the word you said, Councillor Campbell?
That we support the concept of the project, but not have 27 signs up around the town. That we would be willing to help remove the blue farmer.
And how do we suggest that maybe it would be appropriate to display to go into the gym?
Perhaps the council could provide us prize. Perhaps the council could fund the prize for the best poster.
Yeah, council would advise support and
to relate it to
as a competition.
To cause.
Yeah. Would council support your prize, first, second and third, and a few should relate schools.
Mental awareness.
Yep.
And I have the display in the gym, so I think we will be invited along.
I don't agree with what we're planning to do here. I think it's wrong. The blue farmland is there. Every time anybody drives past that, you look at that and you think, and you are going to remove that from the public eye. You're going to put three or four posters in the school room. It's going to be enclosed in that area. The general public will not see it. And I think that we are making a mistake here.
Thank you.
But the spinning have asked that the blue farmer be removed because they...
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, it's been discussed. There was a survey sent around and it has been decided that it needs to be either updated or removed. And the committee have decided it needs to be removed. But they don't want to take it away altogether. They want to keep the conversation going. So. Yeah. That's why I suggested that we have a sign at the medical centre and a sign here and one at the school, but not 27 signs.
Exactly right. I certainly support what you're saying there.
But it has been resolved by the spinning committee that, and with consultation with the school, that the blue flower will be removed.
Yeah.
And in conjunction with the artist.
Yeah. Councillor Cassidy,
Well, months ago I had brought up to council that I thought the blue farmer was looking catty and unsightly. I understand, except Councillor Poore's position on it. If they could put some new clothes on it, that might be a different matter. But it should be, whatever we put there, or if we're going to put any signs or anything like that, they should be resilient to the weather and the winds and the rain that we get around here.
That's certainly worth thought for the future. At this stage, it's been decided that the blue farmer will go down, be removed, and I'll put Councillor Bowman's motion forward. It was moved by Councillor Bailey. Vote for that motion. Is there anyone against? Okay,
so is that for just one post?
That's right to
The school built that, so where does it go to?
Sorry?
The school built the blue farmer.
So in this attachment that we've got here, it says, as the clothes of the farmer are deteriorating in the wind, the spinning board asked Gretchen to run another project to create a new set of clothes for the farmer, or a different follow-up project. As knitting and weaving a new set of clothes is a major project to organise and it is not part of a community event, the decision was made to remove the existing farmer and to run a new project. And so there's been another project on Bruny Island where they did something similar. So I'm not sure if Gretchen owns that blue man or the school owns the blue man, but Gretchen has requested the council to dismantle the blue farmer. So I don't know who owns the blue farmer. But I'm reluctant to vote with just having one sign up, but I'm not prepared to vote for 27. So are we going to come to a compromise?
Sorry, what was the motion in the school display?
In a gym.
Well, Councillor Bowen said we write to Greta and suggest you encourage the school to display them in the gym and the school ground. Councillor Campbell has since mentioned that we support the project but not 27 signs around the town.
Hmm.
Because in here it says that they're going to have an event
option signed off, so can we incorporate the comment of Councillor Campbell's into Councillor Bowden's motion? The Council's support.
What if, can I try and word a new motion?
With
Councillor Bowden?
Yeah.
What if we have Councillor, the council acknowledge the previous project with the blue man and the conversations it has created, And to continue these conversations, council support the school in running a project to have a competition with three posters designed and prize for first, second and third. And the posters will be displayed, one at the school, one at council and one at the health centre.
What do you think of that, Councillor?
That's just an extension of the same thing.
Yeah. Just an elaboration of yours. I'll be able to help you, Jan. Does anyone think we need to have a compromise?
I think so. That was moved by Councillor Bowen and seconded by Councillor Bailey. Is that okay with you, Councillor Bailey?
Yep.
Okay. For that motion, is there anyone against it? That is carried. Then we've got next Grimes. Can you please report 6?
Questions on the alert council setup?
We've seen that also being about it for months, is that correct?
Can you make sure we don't have it in the town?
I don't think I'll ask for any more questions.
No, we'll just go take it back up.
Ah, okay. That sounds better.
Yes.
Thank you. We've got registrations, given licenses, and I think that's it. Was there any other questions for Ryan? Yes, Deputy General Manager.
How long have you had Brian in the room? We might need to move to 17.8 because the recreational fishing and camping facility grant second round, so Brian has been put into the project.
And also, Madam Mayor, if I may, also, while Graham's still here, we should 16.1, the War Memorial at Penderbury, we should discuss that.
I've made someone to move the agenda.
Well,
okay. You go straight, we'll just sit over there. And...
All right.
That'll be
my welcome.
Thanks, Graham.
Rory,
where's... Working services and move place.
Yeah.
We have the working services.
We've gone outside.
Brady, Sheep, Martin, Strain, Potto and Shelton, Strain, Colbert, Strain, Occupation of Health and Safety, Bridget.
Council, it just doesn't apply coming back to council. This is something that I'm putting in the maintenance of the bill.
that's, that's.
It might be a little bit.
But it's
expensive. At least one vehicle on March, at least one, then it might be an indigenous one for the indigenous community, something like that.
I think we can have both together, councillor Honor.
The school's just put in 3 new flagpoles, so they've probably got a cost on them.
Yep.
So they've put 3 up. Now we have 3 flags flying.
Where's that at?
At the school.
But they've got 3 different flags on 3 flagpoles.
3 flagpoles with 3, yeah.
Yeah, not all the same flags.
No.
The 3 flags, indigenous.
Oh, we've got the Aboriginal, the Tasmanian, and the Australian.
Oh, the Tasmanian.
I can discount some pricing.
Machine as is.
Oh, that's what I said, Councillor Barley. I'm not sure. That's
I'd be glad I can answer that. Maybe $15,000, $20,000, $10,000, I'm unsure. Then it can actually couldn't really say what price, what someone would pay for it. I suppose it's how much homework someone's done, if anyone else can find a second-hand transmission in Australia for it, or knows of a second-hand transmission, you'd have to have the right people that bring the right, the right money for it at all, I suppose. It's very difficult to say what it would bring, that option.
Are you moving the recommendation, Councillor?
What's that?
Are you moving the recommendation?
Yeah.
The council allocated $30,000 for the commencement
repair? I am.
Okay.
Jason, isn't there anybody in the state that can actually repair the gearbox?
It's a
problem. So the recommendation made by Councillor Bailey was the council allocates $30,000 to have the repair the grader and then sell by auction with a reserve price which Jason mentioned was
the water hole in, that owned the property previous to this bloke, and had a pipe run out of it, just with the agreement of the council. But then, when he bought it, he was told that there was a water right, existing water right on it, from the council. And as far as I knew, there never was. I can remember the whole word put in there, whatever, but...
So what would be best for this gentleman to speak?
Thing being Terry Jones.
Right.
Terry Jones is the gentleman.
I think he'd be Brian, wouldn't he?
I referred him to me to work out what the requirements are and submission.
I thought that would be more of a Brian question.
Well, if I can for the chair, I did hear that someone was interested in buying anyone, but is this person aware that it was a chip solid?
Yeah. Oh, it's way below that, above that, I'm sorry.
But there may be complications. I'd rather look into it a bit more than it's still something that they're aware of, that there's a possibility that contamination, that's what they're convinced to, the logic that was
on the grounds of advertised that we described the land as a previous land, a part of which was a previous land build site and waste transfer site.
Yeah.
So that's our description of the block.
Okay.
When it comes to being sold, then you would deal with all those issues through your...
The existing water hole is maybe 150 yards from anywhere near where there's been a tip. The tip was on the bottom end, this water hole is right on the top end of the block.
So you said that would the Cleveland have any ruling over that now? Does it exist with water like that in a water course?
The water would come off out of the pines and off the main road. Yes, off the main road. It's only... But not up there. It was way down the bottom.
But the actual site,
yes. Yeah, down the bottom end from that boom gate down. Down over the hill definitely was, yes.
But I'm just saying, as the entity that owns it now, if someone buys it, you just need to have all those ducks lined up to say this is what the use was down the history of it. If you were buying it, where that...
Oh, well, the bloke who's doing that made that inquiry, and he knows it was a tip issue there. My solution would be just to the council to grant him an easement over it.
Suggestion what to do about this, Councillor.
Well,
sell the land.
I just told Mr. Jones that I'd bring it to council today anyway, that's all I can say.
Just to be clear, councillor, money is not a lot of land. Someone's come out with a fury about water that they believe in, but access across the land, is that right? We've really tried to make sure we're around here.
Councillor Chair, it was basically the sale of the land subject to the conditions and whatever our lawyer solicitor actually sets up on it, and it will believe there's a covenant that prevents such and such, or there is a easement that allows to take the wood to wherever, those will be cut off.
You have to have the easement drawn up on the title.
Yeah,
that's exactly. So before you sell it, you want that easement on there.
So I say to the entity, well, if you're selling the land, you'll be able to, the lawyers and solicitors, to put all that paperwork together, bring it back to council for the
general. It's very really right, council, you know, because of the part of our grant, we're going to buy it. It's a matter of what we want to do.
So we asking Brian to find out?
Yeah, yes, basically, find out if you've got a good deal, if you have any involvement on it.
And Councillor Bailey, you can give Grant the details of the gentleman that he has a problem. Yep. Alright, thank you. Alright, I think that's it for Works and Services. PDS. And we're on to 17 administration. We're going to move for the recommendation and delegation of the United States Councillor Campbell. Councillor Cassidy, for James Carey. 7.2, annual report.
The annual report doesn't include the financials because we haven't seen them, but I'll send a copy up to councillors once we get them. It's just the written part.
And we'll have a move for that, please. Councillor Ford, second up. Councillor Honour, for Councillor the next independent units of booth, and the general manager will require to sign and seal the booth independent unit release.
One change there that councillor now required to maintain the units with the Crown responsible for major repair and structural works. What happens is we get the rent from those units, and we don't give anything to the government, so we're getting all those units from the government for nothing, to lease out to the government and to the other churches. So it's probably a good way to do it to the maintenance.
Yep. Move and place, Councillor Ford, Councillor Campbell, Ford, against Harry, community grant at Booth Country Club. This is where Councillor Bailey has left the room. And it is recommendation 1, the council will grant a remission of $408.29, being 50% of the general rate on the property. And 2, is the council grant a remission of $415.32, being 50% of the general rate on property, the other property number. So,
just a discussion there.
You can discuss it.
I'm just wondering, how has the golf club been adversely affected by COVID?
Oh, it's the same as everyone, I guess. It's, couldn't hold as many occasions.
Can't hold as many events.
I'll put the motion forward. Would someone like to amend it? Can the Lord count your vote? Four.
This is currently on right now, so if you go out there at lunchtime and spend 20 minutes, can you move and log it up on the website, but that's about it. That's anything late to us, so we just put it in the agenda, but I guess, for doing this recording, we've got it in the agenda and we could just note it.
It's becoming I thought there was a fairly large fee becoming involved in the
investment. I think it's $250 this year to support it because of, I guess, COVID and other things. They lost quite a bit of support, but I believe, looking at the ABC, I think on Monday they were advertising it. It'd be over 1 million people in Australia that will take part in this. were a lot that took part in the previous years in the Central Islands, and we support those people to get those numbers in, and
Seven four six over you, Adam, Mr. Chalker, this is Rob for the project.
Hi, yes, I've spoken with the owner-operator regarding the daycare centre, and she isn't available to meet the general manager or myself until the 4th of November, so we've got an appointment there at 11:30 in the morning on the 4th of November. We have a discussion of how I believe we've been working with the Brighton Daycare Centre for well over 10 years, I believe, maybe longer. There is no formal agreement. I think it's one of those agreements that we've got with them over the years. And talking with the previous family daycare centre operator here, her comments about the Brighton Daycare Centre was fantastic. She said the support that they gave her, the times that they would come up, nearly every month they'd come up and support her. If she needed training, if she needed different equipment, if she needed support with different children and those sorts of things, she said they bent backwards helping her. And the only reason she got out of family daycare is that she's been doing it for a number of years. I think her daughter is now 15 years old, so not in there. And she's working with Raw, so she's still supporting the community and helping there. And she said, look, she has spoken with other people within the Bockville area, but she can't find anyone that would take it on. We're hoping that someone will take it on in at Kenton, which is still out of our municipality, but it's still close by, and she's aware of that person, and she said she would be very supportive of that person taking it on, and she's hoping that there's another one included that will be taking it on. So I guess all we can do is hopefully continue to work with the Brighton Daycare Centre to look at ways we can support families within our municipality to provide family daycare for the years to come, because it is a very important thing to ensure people can get back to work and ensure their children are looked after.
Councillor Kevin.
Thanks very much for pursuing their own matter. I was doing business this morning. There's a lady in Boston who travels to Brighton to work in the daycare centre there. The only name they have for the lady is one of my horses, Felicity. And she may be a potential candidate to look at a Bockville daycare donation. Can anyone help you around the table? But apparently this lady is already involved in the Brighton daycare centre now.
I know who that is, and I don't honestly think, I think they have quite a senior role down at Brighton, and I think to come back to Bothwell would be a backward step for them.
They wouldn't want to do it then, or?
No, not in a family daycare situation. It's a big, I'm not going to name the person, but it's a big responsibility to take on family daycare. You make a lot of sacrifices if you've got a family. You're tied to your house.
Is it time to get out and talk to him?
Yeah, she might have some ideas, but I don't think she would come back and run the daycare from her own home.
So, could you follow up and perhaps bring that to the next meeting?
Yes, the general manager
will talk
to me. Support the study, and
this one.
Can I get some information here and bring back to the meeting? Thank you. Secretary of the Disability Sports Australia National Referral Hub Partnership. Adam?
Yeah, look, I've probably just got that in there more for information that we look at it in the future. I think I'd prefer to see some of the other alarm counselors in the state take it on so we can work with them to see how it can benefit the schools and how other groups will be the only municipality and how we can tap into that instead of us filling in the forum.
Fair enough. 7 and 4 8 Recreation Fishing Camping Facility Program. second round where you ran out of your kidnapping.
Yeah, no, well, I was basically Graham a number of months ago, and Graham done a fantastic job up there at Bronte. If you're up there at Bronte, yes. Have a look at the facilities up there. Fantastic. Only thing we need to finish off the grand is to just do I think it was a barbecue up there, a community barbecue that when the men may be available in November or early December when the weather's permitting, and before any bushfire season, just so that we can open it up and maybe ask the ministers or attend or the people member to come along as well. But I think Graham's done a fantastic job up there. I think he's finished the notice board now that he's kicked off, so the only thing is just to do that little thing that will work with Katrina to organise that. And Graham has started with the first lot of grants at Medibank there. We're starting with the toilet facilities on the far side.
The funeral side, I just had a conversation this morning, it's still 4 weeks away from getting the actual toilet unit delivered. It's only been since June that we paid the deposit, so it's just waiting for unfortunately trying to get anything through and delivered, so 4 weeks, so we'll get on the bills. So that's what we're basically. Soon as that goes into position, the septic tank's in place, the pressures are there, the water tank's in there, so that'll be up and going. We'll do away with the old toilet, we'll remove that and we'll open up that area for more. But this one, I think, that Adam's about to get to is over the other side near the boat ramp. I think that is the main one, and of course, it supports where that toilet is, where the boat ramp comes into the track fishing. We'd be with a really big chance to get that funding for that one there, which will be do away with all those disgusting old toilets. Basically the same design as the other ones over there. Probably do make it a little bit because we'll have to deal with the wastewater. Whether we can probably get a little bit more to do that shelter area up, that log cabin. That'd be nice just to be able to tidy it out a bit as well with some proper seats and that. So whatever we can get the maximum out of that. Go for that one. But I don't think we can get one for over an elevator for this one. Unfortunately, that's wood plank or there's wood plate there potentially. That chance for maybe a bit of great.
There'd be another one somewhere around for a million.
Yeah, whatever we get for that maximum one for, I suppose it's a down bottom, so I'll just pull that off.
Between this round of the recreation camping and fishing funding and the first round is the first round we were guaranteed a minimum amount of funding. In this round it's competitive, so we have to really get your application set up to be filled.
So we're going on what we've learned from the toilets we've done, around about $8,000 to get this in. So does that mean that we've got to be really tight and we've got to be good and good to it ourselves to get that funding. We'll go down a little bit higher and hope we get it because of the revenues.
Yes, no, council. Those of the favour of you, council, have the application, so you get it to 2,000 or something if you're going to get the benefit.
So if we press it up to say 80,000 for the toilets and doing up the existing area of the tables, we would say, well, council's prepared to it's $100,000 job.
Council
puts 20 towards and goes to that 80. That's all the situation. Councillor Bowden. Congratulations. I read that thing and I thought, God, that's so difficult. You can never get the money and the
time to raise it.
And I saw it.
Very
good proposition. I thought, great. But then the second question, do the new folks have seats on the way? There
we go. I can get away with it. So I've got a recommendation that the Deputy General Manager and the Manager of Development and Environmental Services apply for a grant under the Recreational Camping Condition Facility Program, second round, to undertake the renewal of the 12 block Dunwoody Park, lot 100 Ellendale Road, the Roots title references 178925/100, which is used as a daily use of media and boat launching or launching to the facility at the northern end of Lake Meadowbank on the Ellendale Road, the road Ooze. May I have a mover?
And one little thing for the recommendation, if you really want to get into something, you probably want to go 50. If you really want it, it's going to save us $50,000. We go for $100,000, not 80. We put in 50, they put in 50, we do the toilets and we fix up that 50 area. We've got a fantastic facility at both sides of the lake there. If we just go, if we say, I'm going to put in 10, and we ask for 80, probably going to look at it then.
That is a very well-used site. I've seen that many times. There's a lot of money to spend some money there. I think Adam's got a good idea that if we put some money into it, we can do a good facility that will be insurance.
So the minimum grant amount is $50,000.
So,
I think $50,000 is probably a big much to tell you.
Right. Well, that's a discussion point.
Because it's more fictitious and they use the toilet which is broken off to Mars and that sort of thing. So it's more about the recreation is boating, which boating is through Mars and that type of thing. Yes, the ramp and whatever, the council was supplying the facilities for everybody to come back, so general manager basically.
So what are we saying, 25%?
Well, I think 20% from the council.
I think 20% is reasonable.
Well,
it's definitely quite a high tier of in it anyway.
Yeah, if we can get that support off Mars because we supply that facility.
I've got the recommendation moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Cassidy. That doesn't have any money.
Councillor Allen,
on to the recommendation. And adding to the recommendation,
I'm saying 80, let's make it 100. And
we put in 20% of the grant, okay?
Yep. And like the previous one that we got on the other side, if they say we can only give you 40, we pay the other 60. That's what we said to the other grant, but we said if we don't get the 80, we'll still do it to the program.
The council agree with that?
Not so much.
No,
I think that would then come back to.
Yes.
Would you accept the letter of the Parliament and probably say yes, but you don't have to accept it to come back and it's ratified by council?
Right. I mean, maybe we can cut short the project, but we just do the toilet block.
There's still only $800,000 available for all the councils to put into this. So there's not going to be a lot of grants because the minimum is $50,000. So it's got to be put out there.
It's 12 o'clock and it's still even if we drop some land, it's still a lot.
Yeah. It's definitely very well. We'll have our allocated 30 and if we get 50, we'll get 12.
Okay.
And we miss out on the break and go back to Mars and say that this is
all. So we're going to stay with the recommendation now.
Well, I'm not anything, I'm just waiting for council to decide on what council to make. I'm suggesting maybe 50, if they put in 50, we put in 30.
So okay, council, we're around the table. We need to have some suggestions.
I'll ask for 100, but if we only got 50, then just like it coming back in, we could probably get
25,000. Put in 25,000.
How much?
25. 24.
Councillor Bowden will officially open it.
Is it tap on this recommendation of Councillor Arnold's mode and Councillor Cassidy seen?
Is it tap on this agenda? Are you aware of that?
Can you do that?
Said that once we hit that 80%, vaccination rate, we won't be doing lockdowns anyway. So,
motion spend as $1,500 contribution. It was moved by Councillor Campbell, second by Councillor Bailey. Is there anyone against that motion? Okay. Councillor, can you the members on the supplementary?
Thank you, Mayor.
Well, I'm glad that's better to the end.
Oh, very good.